Hello and welcome to a very special episode of 266 of Spreaking Psychic. I don't know, whatever.
Whatever, it works. It's something new.
I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
This is a...
Wow, I'm going
again,
to puberty.
Very special Week of Geek. This week it's going to be nothing but God of War spoiler cast.
Yes.
We're going to talk God of War PS4. So if you haven't played it and you own a PS4, go play it.
If you seriously, go play it, dude.
Don't own a PS4, I'm sorry.
And if you are Bat and you don't own a PS4 Pro, don't talk to Bat because he'll be like, this looks like shit.
Dude, the problem is I started on a PS4 Pro, so I was like, alright, I mean, whatever. And all the videos I've seen had always been running on a Pro.
Yeah.
You know, so I was just like, alright, I mean, this looks really fucking good, but... I mean, I don't notice this big... Oh, Jesus.
Every
watching
time he comes
on your... I'm like, holy fuck, how do you play games like this in the Stone Age?
Well, like,
this is so bad. It's so fucking bad.
Every fucking time.
And you're like, it looks good to me. I'm like, oh, God. Like, these are beer goggles going on here. It's, yeah. All right, so, again, it's a spoiler cast, so we're gonna spoil everything about God of War. All right, so... Kratos has left Sparta and has moved to Sweden. It's going to be the best.
Norway, I think.
Norway. There we go. Norway. Just to be.
Yeah, like, you're basically trying to get away from all this shit. After you kill your dad and almost all the gods, you're
he
like...
He is still the god of war. He is still Kratos. He is still immortal.
Yep.
But he doesn't want to be... that anymore. He just wants to be a regular man. He has a wife. Him and his wife have a kid. Maybe.
Maybe.
So first, do you think the kid is Kratos's?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty certain.
I'm about 90% sure. And there's a 10% of like he's adopted.
No, because.
But then at the end, they kind of like
they do. They talk about the idea that he's half.
Half god and half giant.
So. Then yeah, I'm pretty damn certain. Unless the
god could be
Thor, right. So
or Odin or somebody else, and he's like, fuck. But the way he talks to him when he finally realizes he's a god of war is like, you must control your rage, like, okay,
yeah.
So I'm mostly positive that it is Kratos' kid, but I think they did leave it at least ambiguous enough to where you could finagle some way to where it's not his kid. Anyway. The mom dies, and she wants her ashes spread over the highest peak in Valhalla. Or Valhalla, Jesus.
In Midgar.
In Midgar.
Well, she says the highest peak, I guess.
Well, I mean...
In the land.
Yeah, which, they're in Midgard, so...
But it ends up being in Jotunheim.
But Jotunheim is part of Midgard type of deal thing.
No. Jotunheim's a whole different world.
It's
Midgard's like hub world, and then
I mean it's connected. Like it's
yeah.
Anyway, so on the
anyways, all that shit happens before the game even starts. You start
you start by knocking down a big fucking tree.
Yep.
And burning her.
Yep.
Gather her ashes, and they're like, "Let's go, boy." Now, at the end, you find out his name is Loki.
Yes. But he is named Atreus for most of the time.
Yes. Do you think that he used his name and they replaced that and that's why he says boy all the time? Because he doesn't call him Atreus very often. He calls him boy.
I heard him call
nine
him
times
yeah.
out of ten.
I don't think so. I mean, like, I feel like if they were to do that, that would be a lot of... Because he's the one who named him Atreus.
Right.
Why would he call him Loki? He does tell the story at the end, like, your mother wanted to call you Loki.
He didn't know that.
Yeah, no.
Because,
When
they find the building scroll thing.
But he's like, we ended up calling you Atreus. By the way, for you, you were talking about Atreus. Was that the reason you were worrying? You thought he was going to be like a...
No.
Like a sacrifice?
I read it wrong. The page that I saw was Atreus is the Norse god of war, and he's not.
Oh, okay.
He's not.
So I gotcha.
Somebody was jumping the gun.
Ah.
But they go on a journey. Apparently, Kratos is a completely different character from the other seven god of wars. I don't know what God of War they played. He's the same fucking character to me.
Oh, you're... Okay, I get what you... Because everyone says that he seems, like, totally different. And
yeah. He's not.
No, he's very much the same. Like, again...
He's a dick. Like, he's a fucking bastard to this kid.
Father of the year.
And he's so mean to him because he doesn't want him to be like him.
It's very, like, one of those things, like, you're looking at a guy who doesn't know anything but war, hate, and killing, and you ask him to
try and race. Understand that he's afraid that...
He's afraid,
you know, yeah. He lost his wife, or his new wife.
Yeah.
Were they married? Did they talk about
it? They imagined. He said...
I imagine they... But anyways, his new lover, whatever, and he's probably afraid of losing... One, he says that all gods are evil, and he has to basically... Like, his life's goal is to kill all gods. And his kid is a god, so eventually he's going to have to kill his kid, and he doesn't want to... But, like, there's depth there, but Kratos isn't changed.
No, I mean, he's still... Like, how this... They give him more opportunities to be more human than he has been in the past, but he's
more
still...
More human than human.
Yeah, but he's still more undeniable... He's still undeniably Kratos.
Yes. Like... The deal is that they give him somebody to talk to.
Yep.
He would have been like this, I feel, in the other games...
Yeah.
...if he had a sidekick.
No, I agree. Like, he had someone there, like, you essentially, with the game, because, especially after you get Mimir's head, like, you start having essentially two people to talk to, people to bounce ideas off of, essentially to make him more human. The things that make, honestly, all the story that I really liked about it were all the parts in between, of just the random parts where everyone's kind of talking, interacting, because those are the parts where you start feeling about who the character is. But you can see him trying to change, but it's you can't change a person.
Right.
And I even liked it, like, jumping the gun way far ahead, but to, like, when Freya's talking about it, like, you'll always be this. He basically admits, he's like, yeah, I'm... He's like, I can try, but I'm me.
I'm always a dick.
Right. Yeah.
Like, he's the Hulk, essentially, where the Hulk is like, I'm always angry.
Yep.
Just every once in a while I can, like, breathe for a second. Kratos is like, I'm always raged. Every once in a while, I can just be like, guess I'll pee.
Yep.
What if he pees angry, too? Get out of there!
And he's like, and it burns. He's out chains.
So, on their journey, they find what they feel to be the highest peak. Mimir, who's a tree at the time, is like, nah, Skillet. You've got other places to go.
You gotta go to Jotunheim, buddy.
And only giants can get into Jotunheim, so they're trying to figure out how they can get into Jotunheim because it's been hidden so that Odin can't take over.
Yeah.
Like, that isn't 100% clear.
Basically, the idea is that they kind of set the stage with Jotunheim and with all the interactions is that the giants essentially were trying to be
peaceful.
They're trying to be peaceful, trying to be, you know, cool people, and they kind of emigrated to Midgar. And then Thor being
the Aesir
ultra
gods
big, yeah.
were like, no.
They're like, fuck you bitches.
There's one good god in Tyr who I really like that they're like, you really think this is the only land?
Yeah. Did you see that whole thing when you see like the Egyptian eye on the top of Ra? I'm like, fuck.
I was like, oh, they're gonna go to their places.
That's Jackie was saying the same thing. She's like, I just want them to go. I don't know what the other two ones were. I was thinking like Celtic or Gaelic because they bring up a point about Mimir near the end. She says, where'd you come from, Mimir? Because he kind of looks like, you know, almost like a satyr. Looks like almost like a Gaelic. Like, we're thinking maybe he's Gaelic or something. Like, it's like, well, you know, you travel long enough and you end up anywhere.
I
don't think he was from here, though.
No, no, because remember he talks about how he... Maybe... Because I don't think the random conversations are scripted.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, like... But at one point, they're traveling down a riverbed or a stream, and he starts telling a story of how he was a human or whatever and had gotten into the good graces of the gods and God, I can't remember the full story, but he was able to befriend Odin, and he was trying to...
Yeah, and he convinced Odin enough to basically gave him some, like, daisable, like, berries or something like that to cause him hallucinations.
Yes,
and shit.
And then Odin rips his eyes out, basically.
And he's like...
So, in that, you learn that he's probably not from this land either.
He also talks about how he could have had, you know, the eyes put into his nipples.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking love Mimir.
So, I like that that, and I've been watching some of the videos with Corey Balrog.
Who's that?
The director.
Oh, okay.
Or Barlog. Is it Barlog? I think it's Barlog. Oh. And he's been talking about how just because Kratos came from Sparta or Greece or whatever doesn't mean that the Norse gods also didn't exist. Because all these cultures sprung up basically at the same time. And because of the vast space in between them, it's like...
It's like completely separate universes.
Yeah, everybody had their own stories as to what was going on. There's a moment of a when it happens.
Oh my god.
Doug got it.
And was I like, did.
Yeah, he's beat it now.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, no. I'm like, fuck you. Where the Chaos Blades come back.
Yeah, like, because the entire game for a while, you only have the Leviathan Axe, which, I mean, I do like the Leviathan Axe, but it definitely feels like a different game with it.
Yeah.
And when all is, you're just telling me when it happens, and you and I was shooting text. We were doing the vague booking text back and forth.
Dude, those are so good, though.
But yeah, like, once I got there, that whole point where you knew it, and you heard the music, and he had to go get something, and you see Athena.
One, can we talk about how good this soundtrack was? I have not seen anybody talk about how good the soundtrack is. Oh my god. Like, I do miss the, you know, Kratos soundtrack.
Yeah.
But, like, this is really good.
No, I actually would love to watch the scene again when he's going back.
Oh, man, down. Jesus Christ.
It's okay. It's just water and stuff. We talked about Kratos and he got angry.
What are you doing, boy?
Boy.
Read this, boy.
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 What's it say, boy?
Boy.
Boy.
Atreus? What?
Yeah. Huh? Would you call me? Sorry, boy.
It won't happen again.
Boy. Dad of boy.
Dad of boy. Boy of dad. I actually really want to watch the scene again where he's going back on the boat to the house and Athena is there and pops
There's actually a lot of emotion there because he's like, fuck. One, the reason he has these are basically because he murdered his fucking family with them. And you don't learn how he got them off.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, but I'm like, I'm okay not knowing. This is part of a trilogy. It's supposed to be.
So is it really?
It's supposed to be.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But like, you can see him going down the river of like, fuck. I thought at least this part of me was done.
Yeah.
And now I have to go back to it. And Athena pops up. She's like, sup, my boy? And he's like, no.
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 You don't call me boy. That's my word.
And, like, you realize at the very beginning of the game, he's like, he tells Atreus, do not go down there. And you're like, fuck, what the hell's down there?
Yeah.
And
you didn't even think about it. Like, I didn't think about it.
Well, I did. I think at one point I was like, I want to walk around his house to find...
Oh, you did say
his Chaos Blades are hanging out somewhere.
And it's funny...
Before we got to this
thing. And it's funny because when you said that, I was like, yeah, because they're going to be just like a... It's like an homage, like a monument item or something like that. But we won't be able to use them again. And I was wrong. when you get him, like...
Dude, it changes the combat so much.
Jackie was looking at me and she's like, are you okay? And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, and I was just murdering for days, going like, yes.
Yeah, because as soon as you get them, you walk out of your house and like monsters pop them. You're like, yes, bitch, you dumb bastards. What are you doing?
And I'm also like, it's like also one of the things that excites me is because I finally have something that can attack the damn frost guys. Otherwise, I was having to punch them with my fist or do like you know, shield blocks and shit. But yeah, oh god, it changes it so much.
I love the combat so much.
Oh god, I did. The combat is fun. And when you start... The problem I would say is that there's so many other combos and skills you can unlock, but you don't always do them. But to the point where sometimes I'll start button mashing and start moving shit around and just keep on like moving around, throwing my axe, coming back, dropping and like causing crazy ass shit.
Right.
Have you done any much of the Muspelheim stuff?
No. I need to. And I'm on my way, like, mopping stuff up, but I've got a ways to go.
I've gotten to the fifth tier, and there's one of them where you have to defeat 100 enemies.
Okay.
And it's just Jackie's like, have you done, are you done killing? And I'm like, not yet.
I've never done, woman.
Yeah. What? And I'm like, boy. She's like, all right. But like, it's just that feeling is great. And you can see a lot of his classic kind of moves that you had as well. And part of the skills, and just, it feels really good. The only problem I can say with the armor parts is just, I didn't know when to upgrade or when to create stuff, because I always felt like I was hoarding materials.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be one of my bigger complaints, but now I'm trying to go through and complete the shit out of the game, so... but yeah, the damn... Sounds like one of my cats is being an asshole.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The World Serpent? Holy fucking shit, dude. Just getting scale... This game does a decent job of getting scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we're kind of going off with Chaos Bites, but... I was just going to say a little bit about the world, because I kind of liked how the world... I got to explore a bit, and the first thing, like, I think you and I do is just go explore the world. But then after the World Serpent kind of pulls up a little bit, and then you drop the level of the water a bit, and all of a sudden you realize there's more shit and more shit kind of
stuff. Yeah, there's a part before the World Serpent... drops, I think, the first time, and I felt like I was plowing through the game, and I'm like, this feels short.
You thought it was like really small almost, right?
Yeah. And then it's like, nah, Skillet, you got more to do. And then you get past that and you're like, all right, well, I guess I'll go. And he's like, nope, one more time. And you're like, fuck.
Yep. And then it's like, hey, Bifrost bitches.
And then there's four realms, and it's like, oh my god.
And we didn't even get to go to Asgard, didn't get to go to Vanaheim.
We haven't encountered Odin, we haven't encountered Thor, really.
Well, yeah, we got to see Thor's hammer
right
at the very tail end, which I'm glad you put it out. If you haven't done it and you've beat the game, go back home and sleep to get like an after credit sequence.
Yeah.
Which was cool. I'm just like, alright, you know I'm signed up, because I am so signed up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, fuck, man. I'm just trying to think of all the shit I loved about this game. I actually really enjoyed Treyas, though there are times that when he was being mopey after, God, what was it?
When he finds out he's a god?
No, before that. There's a part where you left him or something like that. Ah, I can't remember. There's a part where he's really upset and mopey. And this is when you're going up to the... God, I can't remember what it fucking was now. Shit. But there's two times. There's one where he gets really mopey, and he's just, I'm like, dude, he's just apathetic. And Jackie loved it.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember. Fuck, I remember, yeah. And you, like, have to encourage him to kick down a chain or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck, what happened there? What got him all super mopey?
I can't remember.
Fuck.
But all I remember is he got really sassy. Jackie loved that. And I was like, of course you like him being sassy. And then there's a part where it's like right after he got found out he's a god, he's like, he got all giddy. Well, no, from right after, he's like, can I go turn into an animal? And you're like, you're Loki, yes, you definitely can.
You're gonna fuck a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
But he becomes a dick for a little while until he dies. Well,
for a while, like...
And you go to hell
without
your son. But like, yeah, he's a real... real pain in the ass. Just like, I'm a god now. He starts talking back to Balrog or
Bomir or something like that.
The
other brother.
Dwarves and...
Oh, like, yeah, Brock.
Yeah, and he's... It's like, Jesus, dude, calm down.
God, I can't remember Brock's brother. But yeah, he's just being a
Samdil?
Dick.
Samdil?
Some... Yeah.
Whatever.
But then he also stabs one of those dudes in the neck and then pushes him off. Also, by the way, if you go on the other side there... where he pushes the other brother off, you can actually see the blood smear of the guy falling down.
Oh, God.
I didn't see it. I was like, someone went there and put the blood smear in because they know I'd look. God fucking detail to this game.
Yeah.
But again, then he gets back to normal, which is good because I like Atreus. I even like Baldur because...
Baldur was awesome.
Every time Baldur came on...
Dude.
It was a WWE fight gone nuts.
Dude. Head of Our Life mate sent me a text of who voiced Baldur.
Who?
Oppum. From Saving Private Ryan.
Oh my god, really?
Right? I was like, what? Huh. Okay.
Oh shit.
I did like how you've pissed off Freya for saving her life, and now she's gonna come back.
Oh my god. Like,
way pissed off.
Yeah. I kind of like that. I also, like, again...
I almost wish you could have chosen between the two, and I understand why they didn't.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish you could have.
I actually almost felt like I did, in a way. Like, I held off from punching him more and just going, like, okay, I'm done, man. I'm actually done. You can actually feel stuff now.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you still have to hit his neck.
So yeah. Like,
but did you watch the entire scene in hell?
Oh, with him and his... Oh, like, he calls himself a coward and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
And he's crying, like, and he wants, yeah, to kill... Yeah. Like, actually sat there for the entire thing, and I think it's like a 5 or 10 minute scene. And you can bypass it if you want, but, like...
Dude.
I was just like, oh... It gives a lot more depth to their relationship that you don't get.
And it makes sense on both parts, mm-hmm, like, why she did it, because it's her one thing that she got from Odin.
Right.
It's the one thing that she's like, hey, it's good, I need to keep you safe. And he's like, I can't feel anything.
Right.
Which would drive anyone crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's... It's interesting to think of, like, you have no... Like, you have emotion, but you can't feel anything. Even so much as love.
Yeah, or touch.
Yep.
Like, touch, any, like, the idea that he couldn't really taste anything.
Dude.
Like all that shit would drive anything crazy.
Yeah.
Was kind of nuts, and I liked it, because the first fucking scene you fight him on, dude, that's the one that really got me into the game, and I was like, I'm laughing while I'm doing this game. I'm like, this fucking game, what the fuck? And Jackie's like, just, what the fuck? What the fuck is going... That thing you threw a mountain at him! And, just, yep. Gets, and you're like, yep. I'm in.
Now I'm going, boy. This is a must play for me. It's still below Horizon, I think. Like, I really love Horizon. And I can't wait to see what they do with Horizon 2. Like, I feel bad for them so much that you have to live up to what Horizon was.
Oh.
This is below that, but it's still a must play for me on PS4. Like,
if it's... Like, I don't know. I'm like, it's... For me, it's actually after getting Blades... Like, after getting through the game, as I played it more, I liked it more and more.
I really like this game.
But I would say that they're on equal footing for me.
Wow.
Really well. Like, the point is that both of them are leading to sequels.
Yeah.
Though I would say Horizon gives more of a full story. But I liked what they did with... Essentially, if you ever played the game Journey...
Well, Horizon, they had to make a game.
Yeah.
And they couldn't set up for,
exactly,
others just because they...
They
know,
don't
bombed.
Know.
Right. Where the odds of a God of War game bombing are minuscule. In 3 days, it sold the most copies of an exclusive.
Yeah.
In 3 days. In 3 days, it outsold the entire lifespan of Gears of War 4.
Jesus Christ.
Three days.
So pathetic.
It's a massive hit. And...
So the other GOW is under it,
right,
now.
And, like, now, and it seems like, from all the interviews and stuff that I've been watching with Corey, they had a real plan. He's like, we had to cut stuff out that I didn't want to cut out, and like, we did put in the Egyptian stuff for a reason. He's like, but we didn't want to move Kratos from Sparta to Egypt because it's kind of close. He's like, this way it's not as close. You have Tyr, who visited other realms, so maybe there's time travel things, or like a Bifrost type
thing. I fucking want to know more about Tyr. I really do. You don't. You do and you don't.
No, I do. I just... I kind of want... I mean, I don't even want to speculate on what they are going to do with Tyr, you know? Like, I like the fact that they've left it so ambiguously open of, you know, is he Ramesses? Is he this? Is he that? Like, what is he in other cultures?
Yeah, exactly.
Is he, and I know it's sacrilege, obviously, to do in the West, but is he
Jesus? That kind of thing, yeah.
You know, I'm really interested to see where they go with this. I don't want to wait another 5 years for God of War 2.
No, I don't think we will.
No.
The way this game was built, too, is that I feel like they could easily unlock the other...
I feel like they were built... I think that's why it took 5 years, is because they were building other stuff while they were doing it.
Yeah, I mean, they built... I think they and also have the engine and stuff. I imagine 2 years we'll have the
next one.
I would hope so, because I really want to play more.
And then... So 2 years, it's either the last big game for PS4 or the first big game for PS5.
I don't think they're going to do a PS5 yet.
I mean, but that's 2 years. Like, yeah. We'll see. I don't...
But yeah,
I want one. I'm okay.
Fuck, dude. I actually made me kind of want to go back and play the Gears of War games again. Or not Gears of War, I'm sorry. God of War. God of War. Like, see, oh, you got me scared of that. The God of War games again, though. But it'd have to be remastered, and I just remember 3, and I just remember ripping off, was Apollo's head?
Dude.
That fucking game.
Destroying Icarus and taking his wings off. And fucking, like... God, it's so brutal.
I love it, though. And this game is... pretty fucking brutal. Every time I
take care of the werewolves. There are no boss fights in this. Really. There's the fights with the brothers.
The brothers fight was the closest to a boss fight.
You get the Balder fight.
Yeah, Balder fights, boss fights too.
And that's it.
And then the only thing I think close is the giant things that you and I both fucking hate that have the giant, like, pillars with them.
Sure, but, like, they're just big...
They're like mini bosses more than anything.
Yeah. You so don't yeah, you actually give... kill gods here a lot, really.
Yeah. Wow. Fuck, Freya's gonna fuck you up.
God, she's gonna take all of Kratos' power. She's gonna be human, and the second game is gonna revolve around Atreus.
I think it's gonna have to eventually.
Eventually.
Do you think they're gonna do DLC for this?
They said they don't want to.
Do you think it's because they just want to do a second game?
Well, what? Again, what the director said was he really liked when he was a kid, he could buy a game, take it home, play it, finish it, and it's done.
Yeah.
Like, I think there will be a DLC every PS4 or PlayStation exclusive first party has at least one. You know, yeah. Last of Us had Left Behind, Horizon had Frozen Wilds. So, like, I'm sure they'll have one. Maybe two, where they had like an arena thing and you just kill a bunch of things.
I don't need another arena thing. They have two built-in arenas with right. The Flyman and most of them, so I'm like, I really don't want that, but like my thought is there's Asgard that's locked and
Jotunheim has nothing in it.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's going to be a connection between Jotunheim and God of War 2. Like, I just feel like you have God to go the next one.
Oh, okay.
I know it's hard, right? Like, as yeah. The God of Wars. But I feel like there's going to be some sort of connection. Like, you have to go back and open some sort of thing or find some sort
There's some secret of the giants.
Because you just got there.
Because all the giants are dead, yeah. Right?
All the except for Atreus.
Yeah, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah. But they... And they talked about, like, seeing Mother and talking to her again. Like... They did a really good job of sprinkling in enough things that make you question where they could go with two.
They left a lot of breadcrumbs, and yeah. I played the fuck out of this game because it was hard to put down. It did a good job with storytelling. It made the game fun, and just goddammit, I can't. Goddammit.
God of War, damn it.
Yeah, God of War, damn it. As soon as I saw the Egyptian thing, I got excited. And as soon as I saw the other two things, I got excited.
That sucks, because it's like, and.
Yeah, I'm like, God damn it. And I knew I had to be close to the end of the game, spoilers, because I heard you say that you beat it in question mark, which really like means he didn't like the ending, possibly, or that it's leading to a sequel. So I was like, all right, cool, I can figure out from that. But still, I would... God,
dude, I'm still playing this game.
I am, too. I was playing it, obviously, before I left over mm-hmm. to go see the movie, too, because I'm like, well... gonna keep doing this. I'm gonna fight the Valkyries because I hate myself.
Fuck. Those things are... Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that is our spoiler cast of God of War PS4. We both really like this game. We both highly recommend it.
God damn it. Do it. I'm just gonna call...
Yeah. Boy.
God of War, damn it.
Boy.
Boy.
Boy, what? Right. So, you've been listening to episode 266 of our spoiler-filled review... of God of War PS4.
Boy.
So, For Spring is a Geek, I bet.
I'm Emmer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Boy. Boy.
I'm technically not here. That's why it is a spoiler cast. Should I cut that part out?
They don't need to know this is in the past and the future.